Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the USMEF. We're back with Dan in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
At the recent National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual convention in Kansas City, our own Carson Horn had the opportunity to sit down with the brand new chief executive officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom. He's stepping into the shoes that have been worn by Phil Tsang, CEO and president of USMEF, for decades. Dan Hallstrom has been a part of the USMEF for several decades himself. He says it's not about actually replacing Phil Tsang, but complementing all the great things he's done down through the years. And he says here in 2017, things are going really well for U.S. beef exports.
You know, year-to-date, we're running about $280 a head for every fed animal slaughtered that's accountable to the value to export business. So that's exciting. The other beauty of it is that, you know, we have a good base of established markets, you know, Japan, Korea, Mexico. And that's great. We have to maintain that and grow it. But we have some emerging regions coming on as well, Central America, South America. You look at a market like Peru in South America, it's huge for beef variety meats. And we have some other newer areas like Indonesia and Africa, Ivory Coast and Benin and South Africa, where a lot of beef variety meats are going. So you really need a lot of these different markets because you're putting different cuts into different markets to maximize value. And this is what not only USMEF is doing every day, but a lot of our exporter members are doing this every day as well.
One of the highlights of 2017, huge sales into Japan. But Dan Hallstrom says, get ready for 2018. More competition coming from down under, and they've got a tariff advantage over the U.S.
As Australia comes on with more production in 2018, it's going to be a little bit tougher in terms of increased competition. We just need to be ready for that.
Of course, we're having to deal with that tariff differential because of President Trump's decision early on to pull the United States out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have put us on a level playing field with Australia and Japan when it comes to tariffs. Now, beyond the TPP, there are, of course, worries about some of the negotiations going on elsewhere, including with our North America trading partners.
We're in the process of renegotiating NAFTA, and quite honestly, the business between, you know, Canada and Mexico, it's been just phenomenal for the U.S. beef industry. Over 30% of our exports are accountable to the North American, to Canada and Mexico. So, you know, you can't do any better than zero duty, so we have to try to maintain that. We're working with the beef industry through our partners there to get the message to Washington. We feel like we're being heard, but no doubt that this is key. We maintain what we have today in terms of the future.
And Carson circled back to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, asking Dan Hallstrom what are the possibilities of getting a bilateral done soon with the Japanese.
Yeah, I think it's something we hope they're hearing us. We definitely need to address it. And, you know, probably NAFTA is a higher priority at the moment from what we're hearing. But no doubt from our standpoint, both are very, very important. And we have to continue to drive that message home.
USMEF's Dan Hallstrom. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 36th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 2nd at the Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at noon and features 100 breeding-age bulls, both limousine and limb flex. The sale is being managed by American Cattle Services. For more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652 or go to the website www.americancattleservices.com for more information and an online catalog. www.americancattleservices.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.